Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast, the podcast that will help you embrace, grow, and be transformed by the transitions of life. Now here's your host, Debbie Ronca.
Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast. I'm Debbie Ronca, your host. And in today's episode, I want to cover the topic of self-esteem and how it really plays a critical role in how we navigate and process our transitions. So really, what is the definition of self-esteem? It's basically our personal evaluation of our own worth and value. It's a confidence that we will have in our own abilities. Self-esteem is like having self-respect for who we are. Or think of it as having an attitude. You know, what is the attitude that we have towards ourselves? It's either going to be favorable or unfavorable. And you know, our self-esteem is going to be challenged as we walk across that transition bridge in life, as we're endeavoring to close one chapter and opening another. So let's just talk about how that can operate within us. I always share about transitions being the bridges in life that take us from where we currently are to the next season or new direction in life. So if our self-esteem is low, we may never even take a step up onto that bridge to initiate transition, to embrace the change that's coming in our life. We will stay right where we are, being unchallenged and lacking a new vision for ourselves. If opportunity comes, what happens is if our self-esteem is low, we don't feel we're worthy of that promotion. We don't feel qualified. We may even feel defeated before we begin. In fact, if our self-esteem is low, our motivation is going to be affected because fear is the basis of our low self-esteem. We won't have the confidence or the inspiration to even take on a new challenge. And another scenario would be this. The first one was we didn't have the courage or the confidence to even step up onto the bridge to embrace the transition. But in this case, okay, we've decided, we've stepped up on the bridge, we're going to process this transition, and we get to the middle of the bridge, which I always call the messy middle. This is where all of our inner struggles and the challenges that are going on inside of us, we might be aware of, but there's something about transition that makes these struggles just magnify within us. And this is where our low self-esteem is going to just start shouting. We're really going to feel self-doubt or intimidation and insecurities and fears. And it's going to affect us as we move forward. It's going to be hard because we're going to lack the confidence that we need. And so what happens, we don't move forward, so we get stuck. And this is where what happens sometimes, instead of actually taking the time to evaluate, why do I have low self-esteem? You know, to me, the messy middle is where I help you evaluate what are those inner struggles? Where did they come from? So if we don't take the time to process and evaluate where that low self-esteem came from, what typically happens is we just say to ourselves, I want this transition over. Like, I'm strong. I can do this. Let's just go. And we wind up actually making poor decisions. We make poor choices because of our low self-esteem. You see, because we're going to see either the event in front of us differently, larger than what we could embrace. We're going to see ourselves too small to, or even qualified to go there. Or we just may push through, we may make bad decisions, poor choices, or even fail to really discover or align with the full potential that you have. Low self-esteem impacts our decision-making process. So let's talk about what some of those symptoms could look like. See if you recognize any of these symptoms. I know I've seen some of myself in these symptoms as well. So number one, you tend to value others higher or better than yourself. You don't see yourself as equal with people. They're either better than you or higher than you. You may even struggle to share your needs. And I'm going to touch on this one a little later in the episode because there's a root behind that sometimes where we can't share our needs. You may focus too much on your weaknesses and not your abilities. And you know what they say, we become what we focus on. You may walk in a measure of worry, self-doubt, and fear. You may struggle with confidence. You find it hard to say no, and you put others' needs above your own. You don't have the boundaries that you need in life, so you're consistently saying yes. You're putting yourself on the back burner, and you're always meeting other people's needs. That's actually a symptom of low self-esteem. Another one would be you just overall have a negative outlook on life. So I want to take it to a deeper level here, and I want to talk about shame. You see, because shame can also be a root of low self-esteem. You see, if we grew up in an environment where we were never affirmed, we can feel that unworthiness. We can feel unvalued or even unloved. We struggle to find our place. Shame comes from what others also have put upon us with their words or even their lack of life-giving words. You know, neglect can be connected with that. We struggle with our value. And unfortunately, hurtful things happen in our life that put shame upon us. And the thing with shame is it comes like a blanket and it covers us and it keeps us hidden because we don't want to talk about what happened. We don't want to go there. And when we have needs, we're afraid to ask. You see, we don't really want anyone to see us for who we are or to know us. Shame keeps us hidden. We're afraid if someone really sees us, they're not going to love us. They're not going to like us. They're going to reject us. So that shame just keeps us hidden. It keeps us covered. And so we're going to have trouble expressing a need. And this is the evidence of shame operating in our lives. You know, I remember going through a time being in a mastermind group, and there were certain things I really didn't understand, and I wanted to ask questions, but I felt ashamed to ask. I felt like, oh my gosh, like everybody knows this answer. I'm afraid to ask the question because I'm ashamed that I don't know the answer. So I was actually letting some low self-esteem that I had in a specific area of my life keep me from pressing in and asking questions so I could grow. And then one day I realized that I got the courage to start asking questions. And what I found was not rejection, not ridicule. I found a group of people that said, oh, let me help you with that. I can help you do that. Here, let me teach you. And all that time, I was not allowing myself to receive a benefit of life from other people. So if you've been doing what I've been doing, get the courage, ask the questions. Don't be ashamed to ask questions. So now what do we do? What can we do to start altering or making adjustments if we feel like you have low self-esteem? The first thing we need to do is to become self-aware because we can't change the things that we're not aware of. So I want you to do a couple things. One, I want you to begin to listen to your thoughts. What does your inner critic sound like? Do you encourage yourself or do you criticize yourself? And I want you to go through the day and think about the conversations that you have with yourself and start writing them down on a piece of paper and start seeing some of those destructive thoughts. Start really seeing the things that you're saying to yourself that are affecting your own personal value and worth. We need to guard our self-talk. If we want to change our lives, we have to change the way we think of ourselves. If we want to change the way we think of ourselves, we need to change the way we talk to ourselves. The next thing would be comparison. Oh, do we ever need to stop comparing ourselves to others? We all do it at different times in our lives. So if we compare ourselves to maybe someone else who's more successful, someone else who's more beautiful, or who the way they dress, their home, if there's constant comparison in your life, you're really setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up for disappointment. You're setting yourself up to just be discouraged all the time, because what you wind up doing when you compare yourself to another, you're trying to be like that person, and you spend more time walking in their shadow than you actually do walking in the way that you are created to be, who you are uniquely created to be. So comparison robs us of our identity. It robs us of the joy of who we are. And it steals a lot of energy because we waste so much time comparing. And then really we have to be careful when we do this, because if we compare ourselves too much, we're going to get discouraged. And you might even start stepping aside from the things in life that you're supposed to do because you don't feel you could be as great as the other person. You may even possibly start giving up. And that happens all because of comparison. So if you feel yourself doing that, you need to stop, because all that you need to do for what you're called to do is within you. And you have to believe in the potential that God has given you. I want you to start recognizing any limiting beliefs that are operating in your life, because the greatest limitations we experience in our lives are usually the ones we self-impose upon ourselves. Charles Schwab has a saying, and he says, when a man has put a limit on what he will do, he has put a limit on what he can do. Now, here's something else I want you to think about, and it may seem a little confusing, especially if you're feeling like, well, I have low self-esteem. But one way to come out of that is to begin to add value to other people. So what does this mean? So what happens when we walk in low self-esteem? Our focus seems to be on us. We seem to be focusing more where we fall short, where we're inadequate, where we just struggle with confidence. We're self-focused. But something happens inside of us when we become others-focused, when we seek to find ways to serve others. And you know what? It doesn't have to be complicated. But the more that we serve, even with simple gestures, we're actually going to feel better about ourselves. And what happens, it's interesting, others will begin to value us. There's something that, there's like a cycle. When we add value, it begins this cycle of value coming back to us. So serving others, take the focus off yourself and find someone that you can serve. Find an organization, do something for a neighbor, serve someone in your family. You know, self-esteem is one of the most powerful keys in the behavior of a person. And Zig Ziglar shares, it's impossible to consistently behave in a manner that's inconsistent with how we see ourselves. We can do very few things in a positive way if we feel negative about ourselves. So one of the best therapies, I think, is to be able to hear words of affirmation from someone else. That is a culture of my home. That is the culture of how I raise my children. I truly believe in the power of our words and how we literally can breathe life into someone else's soul. We all need to know that we matter. We all need to know our value and worth in this world. And that comes from life-giving words, speaking to one another. So what I want you to do, see if you have a trusted loved one or a friend that you can just sit down with and allow them to speak positive affirmation to your life. I want you to do this. I highly recommend that you do this. You see, because others will see us differently than we see ourselves. You know, we look through a different lens, especially with low self-esteem. Our filter is different. Others can look at us and see the beauty, the gifts, the talents, our character, our values. that we don't necessarily see. So that's why it's so critical for you to hear affirmation from a person that you love or trust. And I want you to let their words of life penetrate your soul. Believe what they say to you. Don't resist receiving positive feedback. You see, that's a symptom also of having low self-esteem. We reject the positive feedback because we don't believe it within ourselves. But the more we hear it from others, you can grasp onto those words and drink from that fountain and allow yourselves to believe the good that others see in you. I know this could be a beginning for you as you embrace it and believe it and begin to live in this new mindset about yourself. No more limiting beliefs, no more struggle with your confidence, but a growth will come about and a new cadence will come to your step as you're going through your journey, because you're going to want to start walking faster towards your purpose because you're going to believe that you can. I know it'll take time, but take a step of courage and do it. And I want you to remember, I'm always here for you. You can connect with me at debbieronka.com, my website, or email me at debbieronka@gmail.com, and allow me the privilege of helping you walk across that transition bridge. Because if low self-esteem or shame are affecting your life, your decisions, or your relationships, I want you to reach out. I want to help. I would love to hear your story. I want to help you dismantle those limiting beliefs. I want to help you dismantle those areas of your life where you're not thinking highly of yourself. Because I want to say this to you. Your life matters. Your dreams matter. Your voice matters. You matter. And I know you want to make a difference deep down inside. That's really what you want to do with your life. So connect with me. I'd love to hear from you. And if you have a friend that you know needs to hear this episode, please share it, because that's my whole purpose in this podcast, is I want to help. I want to help you with your transitions. I want to help you with the inner struggles and the challenges that are preventing you from showing up fully in life. So connect with me, and thank you for being with me here today on the Transition Bridge podcast, where we all come together to grow, learn, and embrace the transitions in our life and the purpose that they have for us.
Thank you for joining us today on the Transition Bridge podcast. We appreciate you. If you enjoyed listening today, please go ahead and subscribe or review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to check out the show notes. And for more information about Debbie, go to debbieronka.com. That's debbieronca.com.